funny that you mentioned clap and gorilla cheeks, because a normal, an average male's
penis, it's more of a golf clap.
No, an average male's
Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here to do a whole lot of talking about a whole lot of nothing. And Lucas, I got to call you out for a second here.
Ooh.
First things first.
Easy to do.
New year, 2024. I don't have your back anymore. That's a joke. I do have your back. I heard when you speak in your room, sometimes we can hear you and we lie to you that we can hear you. I heard you say
no
out loud.
No. I say so much.
You say so much. You said, oh, my girlfriend does this every time we watch a show. She needs to know who everybody is, what every actor, who they are, what thing they're in. I'm just saying, you're being a little rude.
Well, I just said that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what I said at all.
That's exactly what you said.
That's not how
that's
I said
exactly
it.
What you said.
That's not how I
that's exactly what I you said. It was a bleh, throwing up. It was throwing up at work into someone else's ears. That's what you were doing.
No. Well, first of all, it was relevant to what was going on. We were talking about, actually, I wasn't really paying attention to him at all. And I'll get into that because I'm having a lot of issues with work. I was like, yeah, my girlfriend's like that. She needs to know like everything. Like she'll look up like who this person is. She knows everything. It's really cool that she knows like all these
you
things.
You didn't say that.
Well, maybe you just
you
caught,
didn't say that.
Maybe
it was
you just
really
caught
cool.
bits and pieces.
I heard you say it and I immediately wrote it down. I was like, I need to talk about
you
this.
You are out to hurt me with Cassie.
I'm
every,
not out
every,
to hurt you.
Every piece you have.
I'm not out to I'm
you started this with
this
saying you don't
rare,
have my back
this
anymore.
This is a rare time. This is a rare moment in history when I am calling you out for something with her.
Usually you do
rare
have my
moment.
Back. However,
rare moment.
However, why
I
you-
are listen, I'm I have to I already said some things the other day that were meant to be a finished phrase that was not a finished phrase that I can't take back. So I have to be on her side right now.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to.
Wide.
Oh, that was tough.
That was rough.
You shouldn't have done that.
It was really bad.
Okay.
I should have finished a sentence, but I didn't.
Aaron, I think that's awesome that you want to be on Cassie's side and, you know, like get her back into, you know, being your friend.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're fine.
But I don't think attacking me is the best way to do that.
No, it wasn't attacking
you. You are
what
attacking
What is she
me.
Like to know every single thing that's happening to you? So I'm telling you right now.
I'm on to you.
Yeah, I know you are.
I know
you're on to me. Have you thought, so I know you're having problems with work and people at work. Have you thought about maybe doing like Munchausen by proxy?
And what the hell does that mean? What does that mean?
Do you know anything about Gypsy Rose?
No, I don't know that either. What is that?
Gypsy Rose is the girl whose mom basically like pretended she had cancer to get things.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, and then the daughter eventually like kills her, and then she went to jail, and now she's free.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this is the daughter who was being poisoned also?
Correct, yes.
She's also being poisoned?
She was basically being poisoned by her mom to have all these symptoms to like...
Right, get sympathy.
Yes, correct.
And then she killed her mom to get out of it?
Yes.
They sent her to jail first?
Yes. They sent her to jail after she killed her mom.
To escape her ill prison.
Correct.
Bad ill, by the way, for those youngsters out there.
Yeah, and now she's free.
Well, good.
And she's gone wild on the internet.
She's
got a boyfriend.
Already.
And people are like coming
she's
after her
trouble.
Boyfriend. And she's like, don't worry, babe. I love your D.
Oh.
It happened. It was on the internet.
Well,
it said, the D is fire.
Oh.
And listen, good for her. She deserves it.
No. No, this is...
Even people who have suffered from Munchausen by proxy deserve peen.
Well, she deserves peen for sure after everything she's been through.
Yeah, she deserves everything.
The D should be a top priority. I agree. However, this is a classic case of Tarzan.
Oh, what are you... Please do tell.
This is a classic Tarzan case. She was raised by a gorilla. And the first human she saw, she starts drooling over.
Yeah.
You once you get out of the jungle, as soon as you see Jane, baby, You're no longer you clapping gorilla cheeks. All right. You are hopping straight into the first human that will embrace you with open arms. And I'm sure he's taking advantage of her. I bet he saw that she did that shit. And he's like, I'm gonna hit that.
He does.
He did.
I saw a picture of him. He looks like an incel.
I'm sure that's what's going on.
He has posted. Oh, we have a live studio audience. Max is here.
To say, before we move on to the topic of gorillas,
yeah.
Gorillas have incredibly small penises. I just wanted to add.
Oh, really?
Erect. I think I remember them being 3 inches or less erect.
Wow.
You'd think a gorilla would have a giant penis.
Yes.
But they have very small erect penises.
This is 3 inches.
So it's funny that you mentioned clapping gorilla cheeks because an average male's penis.
It's more of a golf clap.
No, an average male's Yeah, an average male's penis in the United States would be literally twice the size of a gorilla's penis. So you'd be really close. You'd be the best they'd ever had. Mm.
I like that.
Sorry.
That's good to know.
So, I just wanted to add.
No,
that's good to know.
I heard that three inches or less is small. So that's good to know.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay. Hey, guess what? I'm back. I'm back. I got your back now again. I'm back on the Lucas train.
All right.
I was off for a minute because you're going to bed during the podcast.
Well, you know who's got my back?
Mm-hmm.
The silverbacks, because apparently
Of the silverback.
From the waist down, I fit in.
The curse of the silverback. That was a water slide at a water park in the Adirondacks to go to as a kid called Water Safari. Enchanted Forest, Water Safari, where the fun never stops. Bum, bum. That was their theme song.
I've heard that on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've always wanted to go. That was around you?
I'd go there every year. Not around me. It was in the Adirondacks. We would drive to it.
Adirondacks.
It was like an hour.
It's a large area.
Hour and a half, maybe? Hour and a half away?
To the north?
To the north. Hmm. And which is strange that you'd have like a water park that really can only be open for 3 months of the year.
Yeah.
Because it's freezing every north. Other time.
That doesn't make a ton. Can water parks be making a lot of money?
No.
With how much maintenance there must be upon opening in the
fucking
spring?
No way, dude. Luckily, they're just paying college kids to come work there for like $5 an hour. So like,
right.
That's great.
You have free workers.
They would probably do better with our naked water park idea.
And they would. There's a surcharge for
being
naked.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Charge that was extra. In our best of, by the way.
Was it?
Our best of is out. Go check it out. Our best of 2023.
And we were really good, apparently, because how long are they?
Each of them is 2 hours long.
Apparently.
But if you just go into the comments, I like... sectioned out everything so you can just click on what one you want to see, like you don't have to watch it all the way through, but it's very difficult to make those because I don't realize until the end of the year how much content we actually make.
We make a lot,
and there's a lot of shit that we do. Like
we make so 52 much. Hours yes. a year,
yeah,
minimum.
Yes.
Not including our chest shave video, which has hit 100K.
Yes, 100,000 people have seen us shirtless, shaving our chests.
No, me shaving your chest.
Correct, yes. Yes, 100K. We just hit 100,000 people. Yeah, isn't that insane? Most of them are from India. Thank you to our watchers, our
really?
Viewers in India. Yeah, they want to know so badly how to shave. I had no idea that people from India had such hairy chests.
Well, they must need to know how. Do you think this is like younger audience, like 15-year-olds looking for how to?
No. Someone, shout out Jack, whoever Jack is. They commented, I love your bellies.
Thanks, Jack.
And I said, thank you. You're the only one. And he said, there's got to be others.
Oh, well, there are.
Yeah.
And they're hiding.
And he's the head of their club. Imagine if there's a belly club, just one for in belly club.
In India.
They watch every episode praying that they see our stomachs. Like, yes. Please.
Today will be the day when God bestows upon us the navel.
It's called the navel ship.
The navel ship. That's their navel ship. I like
that's their club, the navel ship.
This is for you, Jack.
Oh, put it away.
You're not gonna?
Put it away.
For Jack.
No.
You're not doing it for Jack.
No, I don't think Jack subscribed, so he can eat my ass.
And I'm sure
he would. Subscribe.
There's plenty more hair where that came from, Jack.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, how are you? How was your break?
It was good. Oh my God. I went to church, sadly.
Hallelujah.
Went to church on Christmas Eve, and the priest was like, hey, does anyone have like an anniversary they want to get or a birthday? They would like a prayer if they want to come up. Two people were like, they had their anniversary, so they came up. And they said, it wasn't like on Christmas Eve, but it was around then. And he started doing this, some metaphor, some analogy about like life and whatever, because that's what priests do, I guess. And he was like, now, why do you think they swaddled the baby? Why do you think they wrapped it up? And the guy who's old, by the way, he's like 70 something. Mm. He's up there and he's like, oh, to, you know, to make the baby feel more secure. And the priest goes, yes. And also turns to the audience, to make it feel secure. And I feel like I'm the only person, like everyone's like, I don't know, praying or looking at him. I'm looking around like, did anybody else catch what just happened? He just said what he said. It was the most insane thing I've ever. I was like my sister caught it too. She was laughing, but nobody else missed a beat. My parents didn't react. Nobody reacted. I was like, he just said
the same
exact thing.
How do you get away with that?
I don't know.
Not only did he repeat, which first of all, copycat.
Yes.
But second of all, he stole.
He stole.
A priest directly stole an idea from a man.
Yes, about Jesus.
Who, by the way, went far out of his way to give a little bit of his own mind to the church.
Right. He not answered an easy a question that the teacher asks, and I rarely did.
Yeah. It's tough at church because the answer could be anything. I was half expecting you to go, well, no, because Jesus Christ is a world conqueror and you must protect the world.
That would have been a better response than what he did.
It is better. You saw a glitch in the Matrix.
I did. I really did. I thought that I had a stroke. I was like, what is going on? He just says the same. So it's, you know, to make the baby secure. Yes. But also make the baby feel secure. I'm having an aneurysm. That's what happened.
Something's wrong with me. Because no person in their right mind would turn around and do that in a church.
Yes, exactly.
Was the churchman old?
Yeah, the priest? He was like, I'd say in his, I don't know, maybe late 60s.
Yeah, that checks out. That checks out. I'm done with anybody in 65 plus. I'm done with you. I'm out. Now, I love my family. I love my family who are in that era of their lives.
Yes, right.
However, you need to know, world's going quick, baby.
It's gone.
I'm going
it's
quick.
Gone.
I'm here. I'm gone.
You're gone.
And I'm also gone. now, I am teaching people at work who are, at least one of them is above 65, I think.
Yes.
He acts it. And the other one tries to outdo him in acting that old. Mm-hmm. And it's so infuriating.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the Flash and I'm trying to like do a puzzle with a dog. Like I can't stand it. I am such a patient man. Really, I am such a patient
man.
You
are very patient, yes.
But my patience is running thick.
What?
Rewind. Strike that. Reverse it. My patience is running thin. Thin. I didn't know I could get this infuriated.
Right.
It's like I will ask somebody because I'm teaching two people. Right. I'll ask them
at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we've never done before and is an issue, and I will be addressing that with my supervisor. High five for corporate.
Good.
But I am ready. I'm ready to tear my laptop in half. I'll just say, click this button. And then I'll because I can see their screen, and I'll watch them hover over the button. And I'll go, yeah. And then immediately to the other side of the screen, I'll say, no, the left side. And then he goes further right. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't understand. How?
Well, he had.
How?
Did he have time to do this? Left. And that's left.
No.
He didn't have time to do that.
No, and he should have. He should have.
It's not good.
I'm sorry. I know there's a lot of stuff on the screen, but we only ever use three things.
Right.
So I'm probably referring to one of the three things we use.
Right. Yes.
And I'm so I'm ready to jump ship.
Yes. Yeah. I don't blame you.
I'm ready to jump off the ship. Waters.
Don't necessarily jump. Well, what kind of water is it?
It's the North Sea.
Then
it's bad.
definitely don't do that. But do you think, I know old people suck, by the way, I get it, but
grow up, old people, grow up,
grow down. Could you get an AARP membership from them?
I hadn't thought about that.
Maybe you could by proxy.
Oh, by proxy of Mandela, would you say? Munchausen?
No. Do you think that maybe you can get an AARP membership through them? Like, have them do it, but like, mark you as like a dependent or something?
Maybe. But what do I get with AARP?
Dude, I don't know, but I see, I see commercials.
I've heard it's
I
good.
See commercials every time I watch anything. Anytime there's an ad, it's fucking AARP. I'm like, I'm 25. Yeah. Why am I getting this ad?
They must be doing so well that they advertise to every single person eligible. And they're like, you know what? If we got to start them young.
That's exactly
what. If you were thinking about it now, they've got you hooked. It's too late, buddy. As soon as you hit that ripe old age, I'm guessing it's like 55.
Got to be 55 at least, minimum 55.
I think my dad told me he could qualify for it.
Oh, really?
And he was like sad, but also happy.
Oh, okay.
That must be good. You must be getting something good out of it.
You get something good. I don't know what it is, though.
Do you think maybe...
Maybe free...
You qualify as a senior? You get senior discount prices?
Yeah, it could be senior discount. Could be more quality assurance of anything.
You get... you're allowed to frustrate Lucas Rinaldi at work?
Yeah.
Like, a lot?
You're able to actually piss off younger generations on purpose.
Yep.
That's... I'm sorry that you're struggling with that. That's very hard. What are you going to do?
Well, there's 2 weeks left. Well, I guess one now.
Until the rapture comes and takes them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have never been challenged with patience like this before.
Wow.
And I'm ready to not be so frustrated.
Wow. This is great. This is good for you.
I know how you feel
what I feel. Always.
All the time.
I'm constantly
Aaron,
impatient.
If I thought this...
I'm trying, one of my resolutions is to be more patient.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's to be more patient and to also react slower.
Ooh. How do you mean?
Besides the pod, like if someone says something to me, take a minute with it.
Think about it.
Yeah. Really dive in. Because usually I'm pretty hot-headed. One could say I'm like the heat miser.
You are like the heat miser. Yeah. You're ready to blow.
My friend thought that the snow miser and Jack Frost were the same character. Nope. They are not.
Nope.
Idiot.
Jack Frost. With Freeze Miser, what's his name?
Snow Miser.
The Snow Miser is a fictional character.
Yeah.
Jack Frost delivers snow to us on the first snowfall of the year.
Jack Frost, not fiction.
Real person.
Snow Miser fiction.
Snow Miser's fiction. Snow Miser is a claymation.
Correct. He is. Yeah.
Jack Frost was featured in...
A year without a sin. What? Jack Frost is Santa Claus 3.
Santa Claus 3.
Yes,
Santa
with Claus Tim 3. Allen.
And he becomes Santa Claus.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. And he thinks that... And everyone's like, it's going to be better.
And then Tim Allen gets depressed. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. He gets really fat.
Because when you become Santa, you get fat. Dude, speaking of fat, I ate so many goddamn cookies when I was home. My mom's cranking out cookies like she's feeding the fucking Navy. It's insane. She's just bang, boom, here we go. Here's some more cookies. I'm eating every single one of them.
Dude, why wouldn't you? You're home.
I had to eat all of them.
You should be
eating cookies. And of course, you know, I watched all the High School Musical movies, so I was feeling emotional, and I had to eat more cookies.
Do you cry?
No, I don't cry. Gabriella! Well, yes, I cry because I'm dating Vanessa Hudgens. Yes, of course I cry about that. So she just got married. Hard day for me. Tough day for me. Had to be brought to the psych ward for a little bit.
Well,
now I'm back. Better than ever. Why'd you bring it up? I got to go back.
Okay.
Got to go back. It's okay.
Hey, buddy. Calm down. Remember practicing patience? He's doing this patience thing. Jack Nicholson taught him this.
2, 1. Jack Nicholson didn't teach me this.
Yes, he did in the movie Anger Management with Adam Sandler.
I've never seen that, actually.
It is infuriating.
Oh, it's a bad movie?
It's pretty good, but it makes me so angry to watch.
Well, it's called Anger Management, Lucas. You think it would... make you angry.
No. You think it'd make you less angry.
Oh,
you think it'd teach you to manage your anger.
Oh, maybe, sure. Maybe by the end. By the end, do you feel managed?
No.
Oh, that's a problem.
I'm always upset that I watched it.
Ugh, that's terrible.
So, Aaron, which is the worst High School Musical movie?
The worst one?
Yeah.
Oh. In my opinion?
Your opinion's fact in this house,
I think,
brother.
The worst one's the first one.
Damn.
But I think they're all great.
I think they're all great.
Yeah. I think the first one is the worst one because of just like, it was so funny. I was watching them and like all of a sudden in the third movie, they just got like $1 million budget. Like it was like everything is so much nicer. It was crazy.
That is true. Even from one to two, you can see up in the budget.
Big jump. Yeah. All of a sudden they were like also saturating the video. So like every color was popping.
Yeah.
Way more.
Yeah.
It was like they couldn't afford saturation for the first movie. What the hell was that?
Yeah. Like the golf course was very
green. It was so green.
It looked like
a
dream.
The blue shirts were very, it was crazy.
Now, here, let me ask you this. Didn't High School Musical 3 get released in theaters?
It did, yes.
Is that true?
It was the first Disney Channel original movie theatrical release.
And it was the last,
only,
I think.
The only, yeah. Which means I think it could have, I don't know what the rules were, but it could have technically been in the running for Oscars. Because it was released in theaters.
And for Best Actor, Zac Efron for...
Listen, he could have.
Troy Bolton.
He could have.
Are we sure
if
about
we ever,
this, guys?
If we ever win an award for something, under my suit, I will have my Troy Bolton jersey on.
I hope we don't win
anything.
If
we ever win a... That's fucked up. That was messed up, dude. What the hell?
No, I support you.
Fine. I don't want you to win anything either.
Clearly. You don't want me to win my girlfriend's heart based on the way you open up the podcast?
It's already won, you dummy.
Yeah, she likes me.
It's already W-O-N.
I'm very excited for that day when you rip off your shirt and reveal that you are Troy Bolton.
Yes.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be like a where were you moment.
Right. We're going to win the potties.
Oh, what is that?
The podcast awards.
Oh, sure.
The potties.
We can win a People's Choice Award.
Did you know really?
That? We can win a People's Choice. There's
for
a
what?
Best podcast.
Is it really?
Yeah. Good. I don't think we would this year, but maybe next year.
Well, are we can we get nominated this year?
No, did you know that for a lot of award shows, you have to pay to be like even thought of in the running? Like, that's insane.
That's ridiculous.
What the hell? I didn't know that.
I thought it was like something for the people.
Yeah, nope, it's not. It's not at all. And that's some bullshit.
Big media gets us once again.
But we have to do that skit I thought of. I'm not kidding.
No, yeah, let's do it. We'll do it. I think people would love it.
I think it would do really well. I think it would be great.
Yep. Resolutions this year.
Oh, yeah.
More skits.
More skits. Yes. I want to hit, which I think we'll hit by my birthday, by April, I think we will hit 1,000 subs. We're almost to 700 already. We're almost to 700.
That's going
to
be huge.
And
we're going to hit 1,000 subscribers.
That's going to be awesome.
Year.
We want to
be here for it.
We want to hit 4,000 watch hours.
Yep.
That's the goal.
One person watches 4,000 videos. Could do that
sure,
are an hour long.
Max? Okay, thank you. Max is going to do it. We have a volunteer. Any other volunteers? Going once, going twice.
This is my burden to carry. It is mine.
He needs a Sam. He needs a Sam. He's carrying the ring. He needs a Sam. Someone. Please, please, God.
I found a picture of myself today that was from like when I was like 16.
Oh, okay.
It was me in my underwear.
Oh.
So it's child pornography, first of all. Second of all, I was cut.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cut?
Like, I was skinny as shit.
Damn.
And I had muscles.
That's awesome.
And I didn't work out.
Yeah.
So now I'm starting to get to that age where I'm realizing, you know, like, enjoy it while you're young because it goes away.
Yeah.
I look good.
Yeah.
My face wasn't there yet. My face has come a long way, but my body has deteriorated.
Yeah, we're all
rapidly.
That's all happening to all of us. I need to get back. I saw a picture of myself in Nashville the other day, and I had those lines.
You had the lines
because I was doing an ab workout every single day.
Every day,
every
good
day.
For you. I got to get back into abs,
dude.
So hard.
You know why? I think that I haven't even since moving here. Besides this. No, I just said besides that. It's because there's nowhere to do it in this apartment.
There is nowhere to do it in
I
this
don't,
apartment.
Because there's a video. It's a 10-minute ab workout on YouTube. I would do it every single day. and I just had so much space in my apartment to do it in my apartment.
God, I wish.
And I was on the bottom floor, so like I could be like jumping jacks, like doing a lot of stuff. There's just no space to do it here.
I have just enough room in my room to like lay down on my floor, so I can do like sit-ups.
Barely.
I'm like hitting my head at my door and shit. Yeah. It's really annoying.
It's horrible. I want space. I want a living room with space.
Oh God, I would love that.
I miss that. And less room. I miss it and so much.
Maybe we had less roommates, and then I wouldn't worry about people walking in on me.
My family does something weird for Christmas.
All right.
And I didn't think it was weird until I met other people and talked about Christmases with other people. And I've known it's a little strange for a while, but this is why I love attention. This is why this is why I was a theater kid. This is why I have this wishful lust for success and people to like, you know, see my success and be successful in the world and be seen, right? It's because at Christmas time, the way my family opens gifts is every person goes one by one and everyone watches them open it and my mom films it.
She films it?
Yeah. We go one by one and we go until they're all gone. It could take 3 hours of opening all the gifts. And it would take 3 hours when, like, we were kids and, like, we had way more gifts, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's, you're on stage.
So this
you
is,
are
yes.
forced
and
to perform.
You have to perform. You have to be like, oh, I love this gift so much. But the thing is, my family's really good at being like, I hate this gift, too.
But will they say that?
Not with the words, with our faces.
Oh.
And there's this thing called the look. My aunt invented the look. And it's when you get a gift and you just go... you stare like, why the fuck did you give me this gift? And it's hysterical. It's so fun. It's always when my grandma buys something for my aunt and she's like, I hate this. And it's so funny. It's hysterical.
Your grandma's
but
have
I just,
no clue.
I was thinking the other day, like how, like why I enjoy being on stage, why I enjoy like performing. It's because that. I was trained to perform
do you like
every
doing
Christmas.
It?
The presents?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
But you used to.
Yes, when I was a kid, yeah. Well, but it was always like, I was always like, I want to open them all. But everyone had to go one at a time. And it was like, oh my God, just let me open my gifts. Some people don't even wrap anything.
What?
Were you an open or wrapped Santa person? Did Santa wrap your gifts or leave them out?
He wrapped them.
Oh, he wrapped
Santa
them.
Santa did not wrap mine.
Santa, you're telling me you come downstairs to a bunch of open box, you use a Nerf gun, boom, an inflatable Santa, boom.
So
you see everything at once?
You come downstairs and me and my siblings had a section of the couch that had all of our gifts from Santa out.
Santa
displayed.
Would
and
never.
Then all of the wrapped presents were from my parents.
Oh.
Yes.
Is this an Italian thing?
So we had...
It's not.
So
it's
we
not
had
Italian
open
thing.
Gifts, but the thing is, I found out there's a very big like divide. Like a lot of people do open and a lot of people do wrapped. What? But I had no idea that there was like that people did it differently. I always thought like Santa left them open and then the wrapped gifts were from my family.
Oh.
Like my parents would always be like, Santa doesn't have time to wrap these gifts.
Of course he does.
That's how elves work.
Of course
Santa.
He does. He's Santa Claus. It's all he does. All he does is wrap gifts, Aaron.
But so we would have those. We'd come downstairs. We have those gifts. We still to this day have like, there's be some out and some wrapped.
Are they from Santa?
Technically Santa. But we don't like.
Santa gives.
My mom's the only one that believes. Like she's like, I just want the magic there. I'm like, I'd okay. Great.
Is that magic or delusion, Liza?
Liza. She's gonna hate that. She's gonna
and
hate
she
that.
Should.
But the but the,
and she should.
But the we would do those and then we'd do stockings and then we would do the wrapped gifts. And then we go to my grandma's and we do the fucking 3 hours of gifts.
So grandma's is where you film?
No, everywhere. Home. Like she would be like, we couldn't come downstairs until my mom was ready with the camera.
What?
Yeah.
What do you do with these videos?
No idea. Never seen one of them.
You've never seen
one
of them?
Never seen a single one. Never watched a single one of these videos. No idea where they are.
I think she deletes the year before to record the new year.
No, I don't think she would.
Like, it's about like being like putting people on the spot.
I think she'd have a mental breakdown if she lost any of them.
Listen, Liziza, I need you to write in the comments what you've done with these videos and have you watched any of them? Because if you have not, you need to think. What are we doing? What are we doing here?
Well, what did your family do?
Not that.
Well, also, it's just you, so it's probably a little boring.
Well, first of all, I have parents. If it wasn't just me, thank God. That would be really sad.
You're the
sad.
Only one that believed in Santa for a long time, right?
Me and my dog, yes. My dog also got presents from Santa.
Okay.
But hold on. Did Santa get presents for your parents?
Yes, technically.
Right,
but
okay.
Just stockings.
To keep the idea alive.
Yes.
So you thought when you got older, Santa's like, I don't give a shit about parents. So
No, I just thought, I didn't really ever think about my parents getting stuff because they had the stockings, so I just assumed.
Yeah, you always think about yourself.
Yeah, did everything I just explain about my Christmases growing up not say that?
Well, why think about anybody else?
It was me for like 5 years, and that was it. No other children.
Five years? You're not 5 years older than everyone else.
4 and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that explains some other things. But you were an only child up until the age of 5.
Right.
Okay.
And you were an only child forever. Okay.
It's sad sometimes.
Like when you went downstairs and there was no one else opening gifts, it was just you. Was that nice?
Yeah.
Or did that hurt? It was
freaking fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Think about, I got probably twice
but
as
then
many.
When you, so if you got like a really cool toy and you looked around, you're like, oh, no one to play with.
That sucked because I one year I got the Guitar Hero, like,
oh,
with all four instruments.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah, that's the best. You could only play one.
Just me. And I was like, Dad, will you play with me? And he's like, yeah, sure, but later. Later.
25
came,
years.
Still. Later came once and he got really frustrated. It wasn't working out. So I...
God.
One time I set up the microphone and the drums at the same time.
Yeah.
And I cried, I think.
That's so funny.
Probably because I couldn't do it.
Does your family do a cell when they get... So my family has this thing called the cell. Where if you buy somebody a gift...
How deep does this rabbit hole go?
This is only the fucking surface, okay? So if I were to buy you... I see a gift and I buy it for you. I think there's a possibility you won't like it. While you're opening it, I will be selling you what's in the box so that you might like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that happens all the time.
That's all your gifts.
All the time.
Well, we have the opposite.
Oh.
Instead of the sell, we have the throwaway. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
So when you open the gift that you're not sure about, you say, I didn't, you know, it really was just like a last minute thing. Like, it wasn't even like a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, don't worry about it if you don't like it.
Interesting. Ours is like, now you might not like this, but I think this is why you would.
Oh, okay. That's very firm.
This is why I thought of you. Also, this is why blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called the cell.
We play it down so that way your expectations are low. Mm. When you open it, it's better than what you think it's going to be.
Ours is like, you might be offended by this.
Your aunt will be.
My aunt will be offended. That's where the cell comes from, because we know that the look is coming right, after the cell. The cell leads to the look.
Well, the cell always leads to the look. Okay. Right. Okay. Gift
because
cell look.
That's what it's turned into. Is like, my grandma will start to sell the gift. And immediately we know what's in the box we're not going to like. Like, it's like, I'm not going to like what's in here.
It's like any classic salesman.
Right, exactly.
If you know you're being sold to,
yeah,
it's all over.
Right.
The game's done.
Exactly.
That's why we were taught at Guitar Center.
That's why we call it the
You never give a pitch.
Yeah.
Never give a pitch. Always ask questions.
Yeah.
This doesn't apply here.
Doesn't at
all. But my family would...
Doesn't act, not in the slightest.
my family would always wrap presents from Santa, mm-hmm. and my mom had a different like handwriting for Santa.
Oh, yes. I think my parents did, like, too.
She would make it a little fancier, I think.
Yeah, I think they would do, like, cursive shit.
Yeah, cursive. It was always
or, like, something that, like, we couldn't really read.
Yeah, because Santa's really old, so he writes in cursive.
Right.
I got stuff from both Santa and my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And up until I was, like, 12, we would open them on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But apparently my dad's family did this. We now always open all of our presents Christmas Eve night.
What?
At like 10 p.m.
Oh, my parents all are asleep by 10.
What?
Yeah.
My parents stay up to like 2 minimum.
My parents go to bed.
Well, there's a big difference there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then I stay up for the rest of the night playing with them. Then we all wake up at like 12 the next day. Christmas Day.
No, we wake up at like 6:30 on Christmas.
Oh my God.
Or we used to. God. Now we get up at like 8.
I would hate Christmas. I hated that part of Christmas.
You hated what?
I always hated waking up early. I would sleep in and my parents would be like, "Don't you want to open presents?" I'm like, "They'll be there. They're not going anywhere." Well, no, this is no this present is, you can is, give me is
this
better.
This is only child shit.
But no, well, maybe.
If I don't know how, but it is.
I'm sorry.
Do you sleep in, Max? Did you sleep in when you were a kid?
I'm always up at like 8, which is super early for my family. But I have to convince the rest of my family to get up. We are all in the only 3 scenarios.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your family forces you to wake up.
Yes.
Your family wants you to wake up, but you're like, "I'm sleeping in." And I am forcing my family to get up.
Yeah.
We're all in the, like, I get up at like 8. I'm like, "I want to open the shit up. Everyone else is hungover."
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There is no present you can give me better than the sweet release of sleep. There's nothing in this world that I value more.
You're different. You're also a night person. You sleep. You can sleep forever if you wanted to. And I'm the opposite of those things. I'm a morning person and I want to wake up and get things done.
What are you getting done on Christmas?
Opening everything. Well, because also we got to be at my grandma's by noon. So that means we got to take time, open the presents. My mom makes a breakfast. We eat the breakfast.
What does she make?
Which is my favorite part of Christmas, by the way, breakfast? My mom's breakfast. She makes this like breakfast casserole. It's unbelievable. It's really good.
Huh.
It's my second favorite thing next to the sauce that she makes.
The sauce? Her sauce. Yeah. Her marinara.
Yes, correct. Was that your Italian? Because you got to work on it. That was not good. What the hell, Rinaldi? There's an entire jarred sauce named after your name, and you say it like that?
Rinaldi. Look, that's Rinaldi.
Did you say Rinaldi?
Rinaldi.
Rinaldi.
Well, it's like the thing with like R's where they're just D's for some reason.
They're just D's?
D's nuts is what you're going with that. But like, it's like... I can't think of like anything that with an R in the middle.
An R in the middle?
Sirius. Sirius. Because it's like a roll. R's become D's.
Like Pitbull.
Bit a bit of bro.
Sure. Yeah, that could work. Yeah, that's I mean, I knew for a fact, obviously, our Christmases growing up would be very different. But everything makes sense. Everything you've said about your Christmases makes sense.
And everything you said about yours makes sense to you.
Like, I don't care. Like, I, as much as I wish nowadays, like, we could just, like, open everything and be done with it. Sometimes it is nice. Like, it's like, "Oh, I got you this gift. I want to watch you open it." But, like, when there's just things that I'm like, we can skip past this. Like, we don't need to all be paying attention to one person opening a cardigan. You know what I mean? Like, why am I watching this?
A cart. Did you get this for Christmas?
No.
You've had this for a while.
Everything that I got this, I've had this for a little while, but everything I got this year is exactly what I wanted.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of Old Navy clothes, and I was very happy.
Good job. I know they're watching. Good job, guys.
Yeah, I love Old Navy.
Proud of you.
Old Navy's the shit, dude.
I will say this.
Mm.
Mine is weird, and I'm proud of how weird mine is.
Yes.
I think yours is also very weird.
Mine's probably weirder.
I think yours is weirder. Mm-hmm. Than mine.
Specifically at my grandma's, it gets weird.
Mine is like no rules. Let's just do exactly what we want to do. Mm-hmm. Mine is like, mine is like, this is Christmas in Sodom.
Right.
Yours is like,
also business. Now you're just three adults living in a house for like a little bit of time.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's very different.
Do you have a range of ages?
Yes. We're also, we're all technically now adults, but still.
Well, Errol, I mean.
Yes.
Errol is becoming an adult.
He's 18. So
he's a teenager still.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. And my only thought is I think I like the idea of Santa not wrapping gifts. I'm gonna say that. I think
it's kind of nice.
I think the presentation of coming downstairs and seeing everything Santa got you all at once.
Yeah.
It's a big high.
It is a high. That, when I was a kid, when I was a kid, it was like I was like shaking. You'd be so excited.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
A bike and a skateboard? Yeah. No.
Yeah. You start freaking out. You're ripping through everything, like just like, I got this. I got this. Wow. Yeah. But I do like the I like the separation because I like that there's the gifts from Santa, and then there's the gifts from my family. Like it's different.
Right. I like that that's different.
Because Santa's not my family.
I like...
He's my bro. He's not my family.
Yeah, yeah. Santa's like extended family. Yeah. Like you know about him.
He's
but
my
you,
guy.
Like if you met him, he'd be like, you got so big. But you'd be like, I don't really remember you.
Like, hey, I need to get a gift. Oh, I know a guy. Santa.
Yeah, Santa. Right. Santa would be the guy. I am in full support of give a present one at a time and watch people open it.
Really? You like
I
that?
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Do you guys do that or no?
I think I kind of make us.
Oh,
I didn't realize. I'm thinking about it now, and I think they would just open them.
Mm-hmm.
But I really, I'm a watcher.
Yeah,
I like seeing what you're thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Now I love doing that with when it's just the five of us,
the core group. Yeah,
it's when I go to my grandma's and there's like 12 of us, and it's like, oh my God, I'm going to die. we could be done by now. And it's just, it takes very long.
When at my grandma's, when we did do it, we would all open separately. Like we'll all do it at the same time.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Which it's I smarter. Liked. I kind of liked now, which would be too much. Because I think if Aunt Lou, my great Aunt Lou, she's very old. Mm-hmm. She thinks she's 89.
Yeah.
If she had to like pretend to be happy about something from everybody, I don't think we would all get through the night. I think it would be a shit
she's,
show.
She's not an actress.
No.
She's not a woman of the theater.
But one of my favorite things about opening presents with my mom, I love that she will tell you immediately if she doesn't like something.
That's great.
She's badass about that. That's she will awesome. Go, oh, I actually like the green one. And then you go, okay, we'll return it. She'll go, okay, we'll go on Sunday. And that's it.
That's awesome.
I love that.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Easy.
I wish that happened.
Imagine the
That'd
relief.
Be so easy to just be like, oh, we'll just get something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
If someone gives someone a gift they don't like, it's like, oh, okay. It's passive aggressive.
Yeah. And then their feelings are hurt.
Yes.
Like bad.
Right. Yeah.
No feelings are hurt here.
Right.
Which is great.
Yes. It's like, oh, I guess you have a receipt.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll just take it.
Yeah. We'll take it back. That's no big deal. That's what when I mean rules are off the table, social rules are off the table completely.
Nice. I kind of like
which
that.
Which is nice.
I think there needs to be a good in between of both of ours.
Yeah, I think so too. I'd like to come to that conclusion. No cameras. No cameras. I'm serious.
That wouldn't
fly. I don't like that.
That will never fly.
If you wanted to, does she like go around and like direct it? That's what I need to know.
What do you mean direct it?
Is she like up in your face?
I'll be
like,
about to open it and she'll say, wait. And then she'll put it on there.
God, I hope what I want her to do.
The thing that really grinds my gears is every time it happens, I'm like, have you ever watched one of these? I really want to know because I don't know. Have you ever watched one my entire life? Have you ever watched one?
Elizabeth, next year, what you need to do is film them opening it and then pull them aside and do like an interview and be like, what were your thoughts as you were opening
style?
It?
Yeah. Do a talking head.
Now, last year, Errol got you this. What were your expectations going into this?
That would be
and
funny.
Then edit it together. And then I want to watch that. Yeah. So send that to me because I would love that.
You want to watch all 25 years of me opening gifts if she gets all the footage?
Oh my God.
Send it to you.
She has every year of your life.
She does, yeah. They film every single year.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
can we make a super cut? Can you send me the footage?
It's kind of like people
I will cut this footage. I want to put this out.
I was going to say, it's kind of like when people film at a concert or on their phone, the concert.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
It's like be in the moment.
Yeah.
You're missing
it. Watching that shit. Put your fucking Snapchat away. On Snapchat.
Yeah.
There's three people
you
Snapchat.
You just, you're tapping through the story.
Yeah.
I'm not watching your fucking... Oh, Kanye West, you want to hear it? You want to hear the audio?
Yeah.
That's not awesome. Thanks.
No one is watching it. Nobody cares about your like 5 minute long, not even five, like 20 minute long story.
Yeah. It's
just
tough,
the whole
man.
Concert. Put it away. And then you realize that, oh no, my phone's dead. How am I going to get home? And that's the best.
Boyzone. Monster trucks. Chocolate milk. 7-Eleven.
Dirt.
Stinky?
Men's Health Magazine.
Foot race.
Feeling awkward at a Victoria's Secret.
Gold bond.
Burying my feelings.
Legos!
Anyway, hope you liked Boyzone.
Yeah, that was Boyzone.
That was Boyzone. No big deal.
Let us know if you want to re-enter the Boyzone. Because
we're just
sometime.
Boys in a zone. Yeah, if you want to re-enter.
Re-enter the Boyzone. By the way, that's Boys Zone. That's one word.
Yeah.
One Z. There's one Z in there.
Correct.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for
coming back.
Please.
Let
hey,
us know.
Subscribe. Also, watch the video all the way through, please, on our shorts.
On shorts in particular. Yeah. Watch it all the way through and then watch a little bit more because we get that's 100 plus view percentage from
that'd
just
be
one
awesome.
Person.
And that'd be great.
If you
for
just
everybody.
Need to put your phone down. Make a ham sandwich.
Yes.
Or turkey. I'm not judging.
Put on the best of 2023 in the background while you're cooking, while you're doing anything, whatever you're feeling. Just put it on. Do something with it.
Aaron spent quite a bit of time making it.
I spent probably 16 hours editing.
I believe
over
that.
Break.
I believe that one wholeheartedly.
A lot of time.
Well, thank you for commenting. I appreciate that. I saw what you just did.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.